From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Evacuees from the Hayden Pass Fire along County Road 6 in Fremont County will be allowed back into their homes starting Thursday morning at 8 after registering with the Sheriff's Department. As of last night, the fire was 45% contained, with a reduction in the number of personnel fighting the fire to nearly 750. That's down from the 900-plus earlier this week. A listening tour focusing on barriers to mental health care stops in Colorado Springs today. KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
Conversation with Colorado is a platform for folks to come with ideas aimed at bettering the mental health care system. Andrew Romanoff is the president and CEO of Mental Health Colorado, which is putting together the tour. He says by the end of it, he hopes to develop an action plan for increasing public access to mental health care.
Our goal is to make Colorado a national leader in preventing and treating mental health and substance use disorders. We're not there yet, but I think we can get from here to there, and that begins by listening.
Romanoff also says so far he's mostly heard concerns about the cost of mental health care as well as stigmas against getting help. The tour has previously made stops in Pueblo, Fort Collins, and Greeley. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
The meeting is open to anyone who has had first or secondhand experience with mental health issues. It takes place at 5:15 at Penrose Library. And the U.S. government has announced it's removing the lesser prairie chicken from a federal protection list under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the move follows recent court rulings in Texas. The bird also lives in southeastern Colorado. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.